Rebecca. Yes, yes, yes. Good night, good morning, wherever you are in the world. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and this is your host, the Top Chef Diva. Yes. So, what do you say? What a weird week, runoff. The days are just winding down. And it's a lot of things going on. A whole heap of things going on. You know, Russia's onslaught on Ukraine. The world is definitely in a turmoil. This one man have the world locked. Yeah. Vladimir Putin. This man is on a mission to destroy the peace of the world, the so-called peace of the world. He wants to shatter the peace because, trust me, the way things look, it looks like we're going to have a World War III. Just when Corona starting to cool down, you know, then, bops, Putin decides for war with Ukraine. Then, this star athlete decide no. Forget America caught up in this thing. Things are gone. Things are really, really gone. And yeah, how we all handle these things. So tonight, you know, tonight promises to be a great, great night. I see the boat start lighting up. And yeah, we're going places. Let's get this out of the way. For those who have been listening over time and for those who are new to the program or to the show, we have what is called the Give Back Jamaica. Now, Give Back Jamaica is a charity foundation founded by Dr. Evelyn Richardson. Dr. Ev, as we call her, or the doctor, as we call her. Now, this charity organization is one where we give back. Give Back to Jamaica is the name. Suggest Give Back Jamaica. We give back primarily to the Crescent Primary School. Now, initially, we started off with giving back to Crescent School because Crescent School is the past or the former school of many of the individuals who are in the group. There are several programs involved in the Give Back Jamaica charity program, and these involve like a one desk, one child, where we want to allow Crescent to be state-of-the-art, you know, like foreign school. So we want Crescent to look like foreign school. So where you have the picnic, them sit on them nice desk and them nice chair and them nice desk before them. Not like the one we sit on in our school with three picnics sit on one desk. You know, I was speaking to a friend earlier today, and she told me that when she sent her kids to Crescent School, she had to get desk and chairs made for her kids. And that wasn't last year, you know? That wasn't the year before. It was quite a while. So you can imagine what's happening, you know? Yes, man. So we want to help Crescent to be restored to its former glory. So we have this one desk, one child. Then we have the Bellyful program. Now, many of us, when we went to school, we were hungry. We didn't have any food. It was good. A white scholar, whoop your shot. You sit down in a class and trust me, you're hungry. And it is said that hungry belly, hungry bag can't stand up. So we want to help these children by giving them a little lunch money. And then we have the sponsorship program where you sponsor a child. You take a child under your wings. It's like the child becomes like a niece or a nephew. You become the child's aunt or the child's uncle. And you send a little money, go get a child a month time, you know, or ever much, from $100, $70, $50, whatever you have, will bless you. Trust me. And then we have the Kickers Club. Now, the Kickers Club, you know, many of us call with shoes at Jamaica Kickers. You get a nice Kickers. So we call it the Kickers Club. And the Kickers Club has been the core of the Give Back Jamaica program, because I am proud to inform you that last year, September, we donated over 350 pairs of school shoes. And listen, when I talk about the foolish shoes, I talk about some classic shoes. When I was going to school, I would have loved to have one of those beautiful shoes. We got these shoes, and a second-hand shoes. Listen to me, people. is no second-hand shoes. These shoes are brand new, brand spanking new, as my mother would say, from Sammy's Shoe Store in Spanish, in St. Catherine. Plenty of you who are from Spanish Town may know Sammy's 4 feet right there on, I think it's Cumberland Road. Yes, that same Sammy's store. You know, say, it wasn't fool shoes. Them did have them time there. All right? So, for this year, we have upped our program. We have upped our program, and we are now launching out to more than one school. The shoe donation is the core of the Give Back Jamaica program, our charity. So, we have upped our, we want to spread the love. So we have involved at least 3 more schools. So you know, so this time we have to beg because last time we beg, but this time we need to beg because we need to, we want 1,500 pairs of shoes to give the them at school at Jamaica. Who don't know when time school open in September, you have your nice, pretty shoes. Oh, you feel good? Wow, and the book them, the brand new book them with the first page. And when you write on that first, oh my God, man, this is so nostalgic. So join us on this quest. Join us on this quest to return Crescent School primarily and these other schools, but Crescent School primarily to its former glory. So please do me a favor. Please do me a favor. A favor, and go to the website givebackjamaica.com and make your donations. The child you help today may be your doctor tomorrow. The child you help today may be teaching your grandchildren tomorrow. So hear me. Have a heart. Give back. Give back something. Give back something. So I have Dr. Ev on the line. Dr. Ev is our director, and I want Dr. Ev to come in and, you know, say something about this Give Back Jamaica program. Dr. Ev, go ahead.
Oh, hey. I want to welcome me to the show. Thank you so much for having me. It's always, you know, when I hear you talk about giving back Jamaica and the passion, well, I have a heart. I love the sound of, hey, the child you help today will be your doctor tomorrow. Wow. I never thought about that. The child you help today could be the teacher of your grandchildren tomorrow. Wow. I'm moved. I'm going to have to make a donation. It's been particularly for those words. I'm really moved.
Thank you so much, Dr.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you know what, as I was listening to your monologue, I am just thinking about, you know, you're talking about the world as we have it right now. And I'm speaking to all people, and I'm speaking to all people. Well, we have to buckle down and try to put into practice the way we're going to help out each other. Because I am thinking that a different kind of world is going to emerge in a couple of weeks. I'm not talking months and years. In a couple of weeks. And especially we in the Caribbean. I know sometimes we can reach out. I know that folks in the diaspora, the reason why especially a lot of Jamaicans survive is because we have these little the money that we send back and all of that, because this is a big part of the economy. But we are going to have to learn, and that is great and super, but we're going to have to learn to help our community. That's a different kind of help, you know, the individual family help and the community help and the country help are three different things totally.
So
I think we're going to have, just like how we have disaster programs in place, we are going to have to put in place from now how we're going to help our own little local community, or we're going to help our Banya country, because a lot of us, we live in two different parts of the world. and we adapt that country. But yes, you know, where we're born and we're neighbor string cut, a lot of us can't forget that. So I think that we are going to, with what's going on in this year, I would call it more than new world order, we're going to have to learn to start reaching out, grouping together, and taking care of us.
Each other.
Yeah. I was looking at, and I guess all of you are looking at the same news as I am looking at also, as it is happening. And we're looking at the war in Ukraine. And the black folks who are caught up in the war, too. Now, one of the big things out of there is that the discrimination continues.
Yes.
There is nobody there to take care of them. They are kind of like thrown in a system, and they're in a system, and they're fling one side, just like we are. And I was saying to myself, oh my God, no matter where black people are, we face the same
discrimination.
You're having a war going on, and we have a saying in Jamaica that pass on christening picnic fuss. And you're grabbing them, the people there who are not for your picnic, them are going to stay last if them are going to get anything at all.
Uh-huh.
We have, when we had the breakout of COVID-19 in China, it was the same thing. Pay attention, people. Pay attention, my folks. If we as a people do not get together, care of each other, we are all going to perish. Because when it comes down to the ataclaps, I think that's how they usually say, everybody is going to try to save them own things, them own people, them own family. And if we don't learn to back up and start doing this, because we don't do this kind of a well. We talk about funding problem in Jamaica. When you look at a lot of the cases that are done in Jamaica, they're not necessarily done by us. Folks, we got to wake up. We have to take care of us. This is serious, serious business. When you talk about, and it hit me this way, sometimes I come in and I'm prepared to say something, and then I hear you say something and it speak to me. The child you help in Jamaica today can be a doctor. And believe you me, if I had enough time, I could have proved that to you, because we have been helping a scholarship program, and lo and behold, somebody from the scholarship program as a member went down to Jamaica, got in an accident, and one of the doctors who came to attend to this board member was one of the persons that our scholarship fund helped.
Wow.
I mean, that kind of tore me up left, right, and center. And I'm speaking to my folks. And I'm a person, I speak the hardcore, tough love that we only have to talk it one time. A lot of people, sometimes they feel they get a little bit offended because you talk to them too straight. It hit them too hard. But you know what? It is the truth you're telling. And sometimes the truth rips you up because we know we are not doing the right thing by us. So I had a permission tonight. I hope your audience don't know, because sometimes the spirit moves in a mysterious way.
All right. I know, so your spirit can move. But
yeah,
to take you back to our Give Back Jamaica, tell these folks who are listening I'm giving you at least 3 minutes. Take 3 minutes to do that. And tell these people, how they can contribute, or they can join, or they can come on board with us. in this Give Back Jamaica?
Of course, when we look, you talk at the top of the program to how, you know, we've been going to school. I personally had to go to school barefooted, certainly not no food in my belly, one piece of hard or bread most time, and little bush tea. And that is to carry it from morning till lunchtime, one little bowl of slush in the canteen, a couple dumpling and bulgur week at them time there.
Bulgur dumpling.
bulgur dumpling. And milk powder. And, of course, we all know how the milk powder thing go after you drink that and go in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, give thanks for them and give thanks for all of that. We survived and we are here. So we have to give back to Jamaica. We are saying to ourselves, we have survived, we give back, we had a rough time, and we're trying to eliminate some of those roughness that we have by stepping forward and helping a child. Because if we had somebody, one uncle or auntie somewhere, to help us out, some of the struggles that we went through, it would have been averted. So this is our time to take up the torch, and we're going to give forward. And this is what Jamaica Give Back is about. And we have several programs. The Hungry Belly program, we can't leave that out. Can we know the Picnic Belly Hungry at school? If you're not the United States Picnic Hungry, what's about little Jamaica? Children can't go to school because they don't have lunch money, because they're basically no free lunch now in Jamaica. Just like there's no free bus, a free lunch, and all of those kind of good things. So we have to step forward as citizens. We have to step forward. And whatever our great country has given us, the fact that it given us the survivor spirit and the way to survive, we are putting that back because we have gone, we come here, and we have survived. This is why we are here. So we are passing the torch. So for those people who would like to give back a boot, our shoes, we call it the Kickers Club.
Kickers.
Please go to our Kickers. Boy, I may tell you, enough time and we will be able to tell you some of the experience we had with people getting the over 300, kids getting the over 350 pairs of shoes we did last September. And we're about to do that again come September, 1,500 pairs of shoes. A lot of school have saw and read what we have done for Crescent, and they have made application. However, 1,500 pair of shoes at $30 pair of shoes with a small organization like us. At some nice little big dollars. So this is what we are reaching out to you. You can get the picture of the child your pair of shoes go to. You can see that child. You can see the joy. Them can tell you thanks. Boy, when a Jamaican person who poor tell you thanks, you know, it's like a shower of blessing turned on for you. So go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and you see all our programs that we're working on. We just bought some chicken for Crescent School, about 100 and something chicken for Crescent School, and now they're doing a chicken program with layers for the help out with the breakfast program. So we are kind of making a headway, but there is so much more we can do with your help. One cocoa food basket. If we have you tell your friend and you tell your friend, as we talk about, we have to start taking care of each other. That is what we are here to do. Encourage you, full courage you, to help us to help them. Thank you so much for making that foundation. Yeah, I'm speaking to you. You. Yes, you.
Yes.
If all
yes.
of us come together, we can make this happen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ev. Thank you so much. Dr. Ev is my go-to. Dr. Ev is the Give Back Jamaica. And she's very passionate about giving back to Jamaica. Yes. So at this time, I'm going to take this opportunity to shout out to some people who who honestly have donated and have given their, put their hearts into this. I want to say a big thank you, first of all, to my friend, my sister, Brenda Layton. Brenda, pick up yourself. Devlin Henry. I have a Phil Young. Dwight Anderson. I have Eric Dobbs. I have Loy McDougall, Maxine Graham. Big up on yourself. Big up on yourself. And I have Judy Morgan, Doug Spatz. I'm hearing something coming through. Who is it coming from? Oh, it's not me. I have Patricia Beach. Pat, hey, Pat, how you doing? Nashane Taylor. Claudette Campbell. Nashane. Nicole Edwards. Big up on yourself to all the donors. I mean, I have so many people contributing. But we need, as I say, I am a beggar. And I will beg until I can't beg anymore, because I want to help Jamaica. I want to help these children. I remember when I was in school, somebody's making some noise. Hold on a minute. Somebody's making some noise here, but let me find out who is making this noise. So please add your name to this list. Now, for tonight's show, as I said, tonight's show promises to be wussy. So add your name to the list. So when we give the show to the show, you can hear your name. You know, I have also a friend, Mr. Stephen Bennett. Stephen, big up yourself. I'm trying to find out where this crackman coming from. Yeah, big up yourself, Stephen. Yeah, so, as I said tonight, promises to be very, 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 very wussy. So, if you ever hear about, people saying in Jamaica, mind your own business. So once you hear people say, mind your own business, you know exactly what people mean, right? So, yeah. So hear me now. Make a run this tuna.
I think an ad is coming.
I like ads.
Meerkats?
Huh? What about?
With YouTube Premium, there are no ads.
Oh, that makes sense.
Get YouTube Premium. All YouTube, no interruptions.
What's a YouTube?
Murder.
Chatty, Montamati, mix up, why you no leave people business? I tell you, people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, one fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Oh God.
And that's the one time people them used to say. And go run in belly. So when we touching at the street, nobody see we. Go drifty with things and I tell people, can you give it?
No. Ooh, them can't look in my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right now, know me at a good score. Who know we already now go back to the street no more, mister.
Chatty, chatty, Montamasi. Mix up, why you no leave people business? Don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, one fix up. Why you not allow people business?
Leave people business alone.
Yeah.
Leave people business alone.
Oh God, don't show them chatty. Me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run down, tell my enemies. My chit chat, for my name, them my hip cap. Oh. oh God.
See the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk you make me can't see dying day. She left me can't see listen to them. When them a chit-chat, by my name, them a yip-yap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Chatty chatty, montamanti, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near that, nothing near by your place to fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
And I say one time people them used to say one sweet nanny goes and go run in belly. So when me touching at the street nobody see it. Go drip it with things and I tell people that you give it.
Ooh, them can't look in my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right now me a to the score. Who no beat already now go make no beat no more. Mister
Chatty Chatty Montamanti mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you no people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near that, nothing near by your place to fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave, leave people business alone.
Yeah.
Leave people business yeah. alone.
Oh God, y'all show them chatty, chatty, chatty. Me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run on, tell my beliefs. My chit chat. From my name to my hip cap. Oh God.
See the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk you make me can't see dying day. She left me can't see listen to them.
When them a chit chat. From my name to my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them all with the bus chat.
Surprise!
Business alone. Yeah, but say, see I'm blind, ear and deaf. In other words, mind your own business. Now this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and this is your host, Sister Cecile. Now to interact with the show, dial 661-467 and on your keypads, press 1 if you want to talk to me, if you want to chat people business. All right? So, to my Caribbean audience, especially from Jamaica, many of you have heard the term, leave people business, mind your business. Plenty of us have been subjected to village talk. We don't know about village people. I mean, village people, fast. Now, to be fast in Jamaica, you know, it means you won't leave. You see people business and you talk it. Everything you see. If you see one man come over, Miss Dinah Yard, and Miss Dinah Man. It could be Miss Dinah Langlass, cousin from country. It could be Miss Dinah outside brother. But your faster tail is most Miss Dinah Man. And then fast and fast and fast. So if you see I hear somebody cussing, guess what? You're going to peep through fence and climb up on wall and look over. That is bad. Bad like when village people talk about you, you know, as like my mother come and say, Do leave people business alone, man. But may I tell you, village people, them love talk. Them wash out them more pan people, pick me. I know see for them own. Lord of mercy, for me family was a hot topic, you know. Yes, man, because my mother have one dozen away. And people used to say, hey, as a man, put up in take off your pants and hang up, she breed. But me used to tell my mother, say, she love take off her panty too much. Boy, but yes, man, my family was a hot topic. And I remember when my oldest sister got pregnant at 15, this woman left from my yard and come to my mother's yard and hear at my mother. Run out the nasty girl. My mother said, what you say? She couldn't repeat it, you know, because my mother would have just kicked her out of her yard, but hear her. Well, you know, if it was me, I would have run out. My mother said, where me going to run out my 15-year-old for? Where me going to run out my 15-year-old for go do? Huh? What am I going to run out my 15-year-old child to go and do? And guess what? She have. she had at that time girls, two girls who were the ages of my sister. And she left and she fast and come fast to my mother's business. My mother said, look to her, you know what? Galan back your yard and left me pick me alone. I saw them fast. Now, even the Bible, you know, under the Bible, them fast too. Because if you look at 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 11, there's a story told, that one day Peter looked at John, hear him to Jesus. What about him, Lord? Jesus immediately rebuked him. Peter, what do you mean? What is that to you? Just follow me. Just follow me. Mind your own business. Leave him alone. Now, I can tell you, if the apostles could get into trouble for not minding their business, what about us? To dive into is a serious, serious one. One we can get you in a trouble. Get the other person you talk about in a trouble. Yes. So guess what? Mind your own business. So listen to this. Listen to this again. Listen to this.
Merida.
Chatty, mount a massy, mix up, why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business,
good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, why fix up? Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone, leave people business alone.
Oh God, I not say one time people, them used to say, one sweet and I'm gonna run in belly. So when we touching at the street, nobody see it. Country see we things and not the people can you give it.
So, ooh, them can't look in on my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right now me have to this car. Who no it already now, go let's not do it no more, mister.
Chatty chatty, monta masi, mix up. Why you no leave people business? Low people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing near by your place one pizza. Why you no low people business?
Chit-chat from my name to my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk can make me cause the die and day. She left me cause she listen to them. When them a chit-chat from my name to my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Yes man, leave people business alone. Now I heard a story about a little boy. The little boy was seated on a bench in the park eating a bag of candies. Now this old man walked up to him and sat down, you know, and started talking to the little boy. Little boy about 7. And, you know, while the old man struck up a conversation with this little boy, he noticed that the little boy kept eating candy, candy after candy after candy. And so him now, to the little boy, do you know that eating a lot of candies will give you rotten teeth? The little boy looked upon him, good, and said, you know something sir, my grandfather lived to be 90 years old. You know why he lived to be 90 years old? The little man looked puzzled. Straightforward question. Why do you think my grandfather lived to be 90 years old? Here the man. And the little boy said, no, in minding own business, right? So guess what? Nobody not thumping me in the mouth, he thump out in teeth. So, yes, mind your own business. Mind your own business. So where are the people then when I mind their business? Come now. 661-467-2407. If you want, tell me about a time when somebody didn't mind their own business. or when you did not mind your own business. Just call me and tell me what's going on, because the mother say, bungle and a fear, no roly. All right? So, all right, let me go back to Dr. Ev. And Dr. Ev. Yes, Dr. Ev, you know we come from Jamaica. We come from a little village them where people peep through fence when they are past. You know, people peep through fence when they are past. I used to say when I lived in Ebonyfield, and whenever I put on my clothes to go out, I used to say anyhow I ever pick up a handful of gravel and could be able to fling gravel and lick everybody window. Everybody with a ball out for their eye, because everybody cut their window and I look out. Fast.
But remember, my sister, we never have TV and everything else to take care of the destruction, you know. So our drama is live and direct on stage. That means that you're here, you have certain people now, the village, you know, as you say, oh my God. I'm listening to your mother having care picking them and smiling next to them. Yeah, and come on, tell this woman how to run out her little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What did that, how did those children do from that 15-year-old mama? How did they do?
Honestly, my nephew is now a doctor with his own practice in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same child.
Oh,
yes.
And he remember going on.
Yes.
He's
yes.
On the street and don't have any caring.
My sister turned out to be a nurse, a midwife.
Oh,
she got to be the matron at the Linstead Hospital. Right?
See. Mm-hmm. The 15-year-old girl.
Yes! The 15-year-old girl made it.
All right. That's, I'm glad I asked that question. I think, as I said, I don't think that we have enough things on our plate in a them time. But I think even in nowadays, it's the same thing. But I think that... Maybe all people are like that too, but some worse than some. Everybody,
come on, some people bad.
We have that
some
propensity
people.
To just in a people business all the while.
All the while, them in a people business. All the while, Dr. Ev. All the while. I see a hand going up. I'm at 305-785.
That is Brenda.
Hi, sister Brenda. How are you?
I have a wonderful time. How are you guys?
We're good over here.
Well, you know, thank you for having me. I finally made it on.
Oh, good. And Brenda, for you all who are listening, Brenda just made a luscious contribution to us this afternoon. Thank you so much for your contribution, Brenda. And please bring along your friends. Tell your friends.
Yes, I have invited a couple of people. Let me tell you, this is my heartbeat. This is my
okay.
I try, in some ways smaller than others, mm-hmm. but to reach out and to reach back. You see?
Yes.
I grew up in Kingston 11 in Tower Hill, and I don't have the experience of going to school barefooted and without lunch and all of that. I won't elaborate, but I think I was one of the rich poor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was poor until I went to high school and I saw how my cousins lived. My cousins lived in Cherry Garden.
Ooh.
And when you have an outhouse for bathroom and you see your cousins living in a house with 7.5 bathrooms and multiple maids and gardeners and the works. And the
they didn't see them rich.
Yeah, you realize, well, you're really...
You're poor.
My
poor.
School friends talk, when I was going to primary school, they thought you were well, and realized, well, you're poor. But we were never short of anything. And I grew up in a household where my parents, more so my mother, was always giving back, and she raised us to give back. So we couldn't have so little that we couldn't find the wherewithal to extend a hand where needed. You know, my mom would go to the wholesale downtown and she would buy a half gross of exercise books. And she would buy a few dozen lead pencil and slate and whatever else. And she would walk and hand it out in the neighborhood.
Wow.
And if a child, we never went to any school in our community. We always, all our schools were outside, way out of the community. But all the local teachers, study and the principal from down and the Olympic Way down and Seward School and Penwood School and all of them knew my mom. And if a child didn't turn up to school for more than 2 days, my mother was getting a message. Because they don't know who the parents are, but they know my mother left out where the child was in school.
Wow.
So all of that aside, I was a busy child from elementary school. I was busy. Brownie, guides, all kinds of extracurriculars. So I never spent a lot of time in my neighborhood. I used to come home to sleep.
Okay.
Right? I didn't know a lot of what was going on. But one of the stories that stayed with me, there was one little girl in the neighborhood who my mother would allow. We never have TV. That was one thing. My parents put their priorities elsewhere. We didn't have bookshelves with encyclopedia, but we never have no TV. And these people had a TV. And my mother would allow us to watch TV on the weekends. And by the time Bonanza starts, she comes away Friday evening. Because we have a mildew. We have a mildew at times for going to bed.
Mm-mm.
So this little girl, as far as I knew, she lived with her parents. And she had this auntie who lived in England. So Miss Lady Mina know what going to happen one day, you know. And two or three of the lame woman them getting a one clash.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the song around done, one of them ball out said, that's why so and so. You tell your that you say Mary, you tell Mary say you're auntie.
When I am
you're a mother. You tell her say you're a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell her, say, our sister there in England, and our sister is really our mother. Basically, what happened, the father, the husband, and wife took the young sister from country to come live with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the father got his sister-in-law pregnant. And she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So them sent her to England and go hide now. And the little girl, them raised the little girl as theirs. The couple like is their child. But where I'm going with this is that this they never sat and told her. They never found the time. She a pregnant. She never need to know. That's a big deal for business.
Uh-huh.
So they never found the time to explain to her how she came about.
Uh-huh.
And she had to hear now from some grown-ups.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm
well,
born to.
Uh-huh.
In Adelaide, you know. And I swear, I think it affected that child psychologically. No, she never got over it. And even after that incident, she was not allowed to have questions, have them answered. And for whatever reason, I think she felt a little dirty. She felt a little tainted. She felt like something was wrong with her.
Mm.
You know? And
yeah.
She never really, someone should have a bond with the lady who was growing her up as her child. We turned out would have been really her aunt. Wasn't very maternal. She didn't have any children of her own and wasn't very maternal. Wasn't very loving with this child anyway. So now she felt more estranged from her and she never got to develop a relationship with her natural mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that child would have been better off not finding out or not finding out under those circumstances. Have people too fast and chat too much.
That is so true, and we're going to be looking at the consequences of people not minding their business further down in the show. But I see another hand here. Thank you so much for your story, Brenda. I see another hand here. 845309. Go ahead.
Good night. Good night to see you.
Good night. This sounds like Auntie Andrea. Yes, Auntie Andrea.
Is.
Go ahead.
We're at about 845309. Good night, everybody. Good night, good night, good night.
Good night, good night. Good night. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening to your caller just now, and it took me right back when she was talking about not knowing that she was poor until she saw her cousins living in their big house and what have you not. lucky her, because I did not realize that I was poor until I became an adult. Uh-huh. It's when you look back, you say, wait, me did poor. Because guess what? Your parents never made you felt as if you were poor. You always learn to be content, be satisfied with what is it you have. And you know my mother. My mother was the type of person who will take the last that was meant for the family and give it to another person.
Wow.
That was my mother. She didn't have the last cup of sugar in the house and the neighbor wanted it. And she passed it over to the neighbor and then have prayer. So we would be in that prayer circle, and I don't know if the Lord himself feed me. The prayer was too long, but by prayer session, I said, done,
when you drop asleep.
Your belly full, and you're asleep. And you're not breaking something in the house. Right? You hear about manna from above? Well, we don't know where our manna came from, but by daybreak, it was there. It was there. You know, and you're speaking about mind your business, leave people business alone. It goes up, it goes as to how we mind business, you know, because I was listening to her a moment ago also, and she said that, you know, if a child was not seen in school for 2 days, they would come to her mother because her mother would know and find out what's happening. But you see, mommy no mind our business, you know, but mommy no mind our business, the positive.
Oh yes.
But
we're talking about in a negative way. You know, minding not minding your business in a negative way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we not mind our business in a negative way and create problems and disruption, just like with you understand?
Yes.
And the same people them way, they have put her down. She came back and I served them, and I served them picnic, and I served four parents and all kind of picnic, and she's still serving.
Yes.
She's still serving. And I bet you if you said to this person, you remember when you did tell Mama for such and such, if she's alive, or even if you see generations from her family, and you say, no, say your mother did say X, Y, Z, no, look at this. You're right here, sending to your child. What if mama did put her out, maybe she's done worse off.
Go ahead, Andrea. Go ahead. Okay, Dr. Ev.
Yes.
Yeah, I was.
Dr. Ev.
I was listening to the caller there, Mr. Seal, I think her name is. The caller that's speaking there.
Andrea.
Miss Andrea,
how are you doing, Dr. Ev? How are you doing?
We're good. Well, I love this. You know, I have to thank Sister Cecile for bringing such powerful flashback, reflection, and all of that. This is just really absolutely amazing. And big up yourself, Sister Cecile, if you bit show them.
That's right.
My sister, and when I listen to you just talking about your mom now, would I stretch her hand and give to the whole community?
Everybody.
Why is it now that even with our small little program where we are looking for, send one pair of shoes, go get one, and we know how the children in Jamaica and how it's tough. Why is it that we know who have so much more find it so hard to give?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was alluding to that. I was alluding to that. Because as I was about to say that our four parents, they modeled the behavior and developed us into being who we are now. Because we would have looked at them giving of self, not recognizing that they were giving of self. And it automatically became a part of us. And that is why you can find persons like Cecile and people who are willing to donate in this to this cause, right? You know,
right,
we're not
so
minding our business, you know, but we're minding our business in a way that we are giving back. We're giving a helping hand because that's
how
we were cultured.
Andrea and Dr. Ev and I share similar story, and I tell people all the time, I knew I was poor. I knew that. I knew I was poor. Because guess what? When there was the neighbor who lived beside us, they just had three kids then, and my mother have 12 picnic. And so when the pot go on, there's nothing that can, you can't bring one little piece of bread in the yard, because, I mean, it's like everybody go get
a whole heap of mouths to feed. Yeah.
So it's like we were always hungry. I'm telling you that we were always hungry, really hungry. And I knew what hunger was. I knew I was poor, because when you peep through the fence and look on them now cook outside, you know. They are cooking in a kitchen inside, but we have the little kerosene stove and the little coal stove and the fire, the wood fire. We had all three of them. And sometimes we don't have no kerosene. The only kerosene we had was to put in the lamps.
Or to throw a little lamp on the fire.
Or to throw a little on the fire.
Yeah,
right?
You know,
so I knew I was poor. I knew I was poor. So I know. And to go back to the
I don't think we knew we were poor. We were less fortunate.
No, I knew I was poor, because I can tell you that sometimes when I went to school, when I go to school, and having stood in the kitchen for a while and, you know, wait for a little fried dumpling and a little mint tea.
You smell
and
like
I know
smoke.
Plenty times when I go to school, I smell like smoke. Me never have no perfume. And all those times you had kids coming from places like Sydenham and Willowdene, and they're coming in their parents' cars. We walk to school, you sweat like what? And you smell bad, because we never, I knew we smell bad. And looking back at it sometimes, I mean, Andrea, you and I are teachers, and we have seen it. Because I taught at a school where when I smell them, and they smell moldy, you say, my God.
Then green. No,
smell.
Man, they smell moldy, man.
I used to say the same thing. I said, that must be how I smelled then. And teachers, I am going to do another program on another night, how teachers treated kids who were less fortunate. Teachers who treated dirt. Give me a minute. I live to see those teachers who treated me as dirt, right? Who treated me as dirt. I live to see them going rubbing shoulders with them at seminars and at teachers' conferences and all of that. Yes. Yes. Those are the same teachers who used to look and say, oh, they smell bad and them poor. I remember one day in the fourth grade, you know, they used to be able to take common entrance. At any grade, once you could manage the common entrance, you could take common entrance. And I was in grade four. And I saw two teachers talking. I'm a fast. I'm a turn my eye. I'm a take time. I watch them out of the corner of my eye. And the teacher said to the visiting teacher said to the resident teacher, who are the kids you're sending to for the exam? Set it up for the exam. And she started naming them out. And the teacher looked around in the class. And just as she had to look around, me look away. And she said, by the time I look around, she said, so what happened to the Lewis girl? You not send her? She said, no, sir, me not send her. And I felt so ashamed sitting down on my seat. Me feel so bad, because I knew all the students who she was calling, like them, you know, all the teachers, kids, and so on. And them never brighter than me, because no, them never brighten me, but because me used to use coconut oil, rub my foot, and my mother used to shine up my face with ear glow oil. When she put a big old jumbo plat, a big old doodoo plat, we call them, a big old doodoo plat, and plat your ear oil, not two, and the two doodoo plats hang down over your, you know, you look like cow. You look like cow. And I looked at kids. I look at kids teaching kids. I look at some of them coming from some remote areas of the community. And when I look at them, I say, my God, this must be how I looked. You know, when you come to school, your shoes dirty because you're walking at the dirt and a Vaseline, you shine your shoes with. So, you know, so the Vaseline go and pick up all of that dirt. So let me tell you something. I knew I was poor. We never have lunch money, so we had to walk back home for lunch and walk back and then walk back home again. Yes, I knew I was poor. And people, we wished people in the community or people are foreign, like people like we are foreign, could have sent something and helped, but nobody helped. The government tried to help by giving us like little school uniforms and so on. But that was all. And we look at for the Bulgar school. Yes. But nobody helped. Mm. And this is what we're trying to do at Give Back Jamaica. So people, if you're listening to me, if you're listening to me now, if you're going to be listening to me in the archive, if you're listening to me now online, please go to givebackjamaica.com. Remember your days. Remember your time. Remember how you were hungry. Remember how you went to school barefooted and donate something. We're not asking if you donate $1 million. If you have that, cool, we take that. And that would do us mighty, mighty, mighty good. But listen, go to Give Back Jamaica, please, and make a small donation. Make a small donation. As I said before, the child you help today might be your doctor tomorrow. The child you help today might be your children, your grandchildren's teacher. The child you help today may come back and aunt you. I mean, in a positive way.
True.
Yes. Yes. So go to givebackjamaica.com. And we're talking about being fasting, but we're all over the place. We're all over the place tonight. We're all over the place.
I am just so moved by your last two, the lady, Miss Andrea, and the other lady before. And we also at Give Back Jamaica are looking for folks like you guys to join us, because we need folks to help us to get this organization going, to get folks who have the experience who would be able to join us and help us. So, you know, you guys contact Sister Cecile and help us to build this, man. We talk about our four parents. I personally, if I can just say a little bit, me probably, I guess Cecile, I can speak to a lot of what you say. But my mom, I'm born, me just call her a miracle worker. We have one little 4x10 room. And we have some cotton and some Kaya mattress. Not serious business, yes or no. Kaya mattress. When you say we piss the bed, it's better than me. I'm serious.
Yes,
gracious. I'm serious with me at that point now. Mm. So, we six, 7, 8 of us in a one little room.
Mm.
My girl said the outhouse.
The outhouse.
Toilet. A toilet and latrine. You understand? We have one of that, and then we have the, so when you get little, you have the little kitchen and buttery where you put the yam and all of that. But here's what I'm going at. Here is a woman who have 5 children, 6, 7 of us, now 1 little 8 by 10, please. And we build that, you know. Friday daytime, we couldn't go to school. And me know how to build a house for me, a picnic. We got the market, we dig up the mall, we wire, we get the post them, we nail them down and around, make a framing. And we get barbed wire, and then we board it up, and mix up the mall, and put it in at the board up. Me had to be in at that early stage, help to build our house. But here is somebody who have this small little place, and we plant yam and banana and all of that. And my sisters, when it comes to like the nice Gros Michel banana, the prince of the prince, we poor ass picnic never get none of them that we eat. We mother call people name from pretty things. The pretty things them. The big old pretty yam. The pum pum yam. And the so we're big and pretty. Everybody else get it. Oh, we have to carry this for Mrs. Irving. 13 hand banana. Oh, we have to carry this for Mrs. Irving. And they're picking them a star. But because of that psychology of the generosity of my mother, because that's all they knew. And the sister says, sometimes we don't have a lot at home or we don't have much. And all of a sudden, one uncle from way up in the country, we only hear him. My mother said, Lord, you know, I'm not here tomorrow. How are we going to do? How are we going to manage? And all of a sudden, we hear, Miss Lynn. And my mother said, who that? He sound like Uncle Danny Man. Who that? Go to the door. Lord, I'm not going to put on my head. Uncle Danny, I yesterday me a call your name. Of course, when Uncle Johnny are coming up, he have him, Uncle Johnny plant him in food, and him plant it, and when him reap, him have certain people him a go visit, and carry one big bag of sitting pan his head of food. Mark you, yesterday when they had no food, you know. Uncle Johnny come with cane, banana, yam, everything. And him laid down our head. It's just like my mother. We don't have much, but the prettiest things. And I see people here give away things where they don't want.
Yes.
My mother, we give away the best thing that we have. So when I'm hearing the sisters talking, and for me personally, as though me was poorer, me got barefoot and my skin did wash down with coconut oil and Vaseline and all of those things. Never have no deodorant. We don't know about what the deodorant. We never know that name, period. We don't know. But I never think I was poor. We never have shoes. There is something, though. I never think I was poor, period. And just one more thing before I go. As a matter of fact, I have classmates that we were in class, and I didn't know. A classmate reminded me. She said, Cherry is my nickname. She said, Cherry, you know, sir, you usually give me lunch money and make me could have gone to school. I nearly fall out of myself. Me? You say, yes, it is so poor. I usually give me lunch because my mother usually sell at school. I mean, you know how we get to get the money to give her to come to school. And it's not me saying that. She calling me and reminding me. So the heart of giving, and there is a power within giving, because my mom, although she never had, because she was able to give, Mrs. Irving allowed her, and that's the power of the psychology, the gift, allowed her special privilege to come inside of the school and sell. And that's what gave, because when I go to high school, my mother alone with five children was able to find those fees and fears and stuff like that. So the power of giving, and giving of yourself, as mentioned by your guest, it is something out of this world. And I wish we know who have more would find it in our hearts that we can give to a little bit of those who are having it so difficult back in Jamaica.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ev. I see another hand, but this is a Caribbean radio show, CRS Radio, and this is your host, Sister Cecile. And let me go over here to... to this caller. I think this is Auntie Martella. Auntie Martella, good night.
Good night, Auntie Cecile. I'm here listening. You say we must mind our business. So me not say nothing.
Auntie Martella. Auntie Martella. You catch me with that one. Good. Oh, my goodness. So, Auntie Martella, yeah, we tonight a mix-up night. Mix-up and blender. Right? Mix-up and blender. So we're talking about not minding other people's business. And we're also talking about Give Back Jamaica. But Auntie Martella, I know you come from a country like myself, you know. So tell me your story about somebody not minding their business, or you not minding your own business, or somebody minding your business.
You know, it's just me here trying to remember. about people.
Auntie Martella was a perfect person then, because if Auntie Martella can't remember when nobody takes care of business, or when she takes somebody's business, I mean, what perfection, Auntie Martella?
No,
go ahead.
No, Sister Cecile, I'm not perfection, but you know, say. Me was a quiet person, you know, honest to God, me always mind my business because you know, the thing is that, as you say, me almost cry a while ago when you say, when, you know, your mother have so much of you, 12, and my mother have 13, so you know it go. And people, you, as you say, they rub with feet with coconut oil or Vaseline and comb with ear. My mother used to comb with ear in a tree, one up front and two back. And,
yeah,
that's cool. And you know, they never treat me nice because they always say, see, walk a picnic, they might come there. Full of them. Nine of us used to go to school, you know, one at a time. Nine.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, the boys, them never want to rub nothing on them foot. They want to rub because, you know, them a boy. And them sometimes they go barefoot. And the children, they never treat me nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, teacher them is the same thing. So, you know, my mother always said, you know, go to school and do the best because education is the best. You understand?
Yeah.
She said, if you can't read and you can't write, children are going to mock you. And, you know, so we always like we're in reserve. Everybody up front saying all kind of things, but we want to stay back because we know we live in a one as Auntie Eve was saying, we live in a one, what I call it, 14 by 14, and a 9 a week, 13 a week. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to bungle up together. And
yes, man,
who
piss bed?
Yeah.
When I know you piss bed, you know, you get piss pan. And you get up with piss pan, you too.
You wanna your night when you wake up inside, wet, and you, mm-hmm. and I know you. You wonder,
I know
you.
Tea, Yes.
Auntie Martella,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
I know
all
of that, man. Mm-hmm.
So, me always try to stay by myself. I tell you, two sisters, you know, them always take a set on me. And me, I tell you, one of them was in my class. That time I was in like grade 4. Me used to go flag with all of them. One was in my class and the other ones were a little smaller. And me say, one evening me going home, you know, because me always try. Me not go home with the crowd, you know, me go by myself. So if they want to fight me, they want to beat me up.
Because you want to walk.
Yeah, because we want to go home early. So me always, me leave my sisters and my brother, them in the back, and me not walk with the crowd. And the two girls, you know, one in my class. And then beat me up, you know, one of them, when they took me in my belly, you know what I'm saying? You can't fight. Then beat me up because me too black. You understand?
Yes.
You beat me up because me ugly. And she said, Jesus.
Yes, Auntie Martella. Yes.
She said, well, Jesus, Auntie Alice said, let me try my own business. But people don't mind to them business. Them always beat you up for no cause. No cause at all, you know? So, me always
cause,
you
know,
no profile.
It would like to say no cause, but like you say, they beat you because you're too black. Yeah, honestly, Auntie Martella, sometimes I always say to myself, say, sometimes I look in the mirror and I say, ugly Pitney grew pretty for true because this one was a sight. When me hear, and me never have too much of a long ear, you know, and when my mother plaited two platter hang them over your ears, then they'll stick off like a bull. And the Pitney then draggy, the Pitney then push them finger in it and haul it out, you know. But guess what? Wally Powell, you know, so when you know, say, pretty fast with the run guy, your big brother class, and you say, tell your big brother, your big sister, and maybe have some sister, and they love fight, you know? They love fight. So if you trouble me, they run gang can't tell my sister, because guess what? Me a second to last child, and, you know, so me spoiled, last girl, so then say me spoiled, but I was a fighter myself. I was a fighter myself. So when me run go tell my sister and my brother them say, Pitney trouble me, or Pitney pull out me ear, or Pitney, you know, mark for me clothes with pencil or so on. Guess what? Me already fight them, the Pitney, the long time. You see? Me already fight them long time. Yeah, this is what, these are some of the things that we encountered growing up, poor,
mm-hmm.
poor. You know, like a lot of my callers and listeners may say them never know, say them the poor. Me know, and Martilla, I don't know if you know about, because my father used to use all kind of piece of board and nail up on the house, and you can't see out a road and I look right in there. But luckily, so we live behind cane piece and nobody now pass around this so much. So we used to mix up flour paste and
mm-hmm.
use the newspaper and paste up in there, especially when it's coming on to Christmas time. And we used to sit down and read. We stand up and read all of the newspaper. We know everything from the newspaper, them all over the place. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When, you know,
and that's
you
to learn more.
Yeah, listen, man. When we go to the toilet, I use our latrine, our toilet. I use newspaper, wipe your butt. Come on.
Of course.
I mean, we couldn't
buy
poor.
We couldn't buy tissue, girl.
I knew I was poor. And I was talking to somebody the other day. I think it was Dr. Evans. I said, well, I'm to Bush. You use Bush. But thank you to God we got this far. And this is why we're trying to help. We're trying to give back to some of these children. Because
yeah.
I know,
yeah.
we know the areas that some of these kids come from. And it's low socioeconomic areas. Them poor, it means them poor. Some of them are come from a place named Damhead. Some of them are come
mm-hmm.
from a place named Reeds Mountain. Some of them are come
mm-hmm.
from Kent Village, Bogwalk, Kensington, Simon.
Yeah.
All of these
remote
areas. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We posted them poor. Enough of them parents are Aki, they sell a market. And come to talk about that Aki, enough Aki, me sell a roadside. Enough. Me sell a roadside. Check out my Aki and stick
yeah.
and sell them a roadside. So I know
yeah.
what poverty is. Me not say me rich now,
uh-huh.
you know, but it's way better. And sometimes,
yeah.
not to cut you off, Auntie Martella, sometimes when I dress myself up and take pictures and fling them on Facebook, it's just to appease myself, just to tell myself it's not like that anymore.
It's not like that anymore.
You are in a
yeah.
better place now. You are better off now. But that kind of poor living there with the ground bottom floor, it has taught me so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things it has taught me to do is to give back.
Yes. And the thing is that, Auntie Sissy,
yeah,
when you're poor,
your sponsorship.
Yeah. And you see, when you're poor and you know, say, you don't like a child to grow like how you are grown, you know? Have to go through some hardship. So if you have a
yes.
little and you can share it to make that child a little better, you want to do it.
Yeah, man. And
because,
all those times,
you know,
all those times when, you know, there are two persons in our community who are better off than us. And oh my goodness, as I said before, we were the center of attention in the community. You know, but we're bright. The picnic, they were
yes.
bright. And there were times when Mama used to say, you know, she'd wake you up and get ready for school and everybody get ready. And she said, she don't have no money, but we can come back home for, you know. And we used to get to come back home and get some bush kalalo and dumpling. And when you boil the bush kalalo and the dumpling, them and the dumpling, then green. And the white flour dumpling, then green. You know, then green, glazed over with green, and then sweet, then nice, and then just chop up a bush kalalo and put like a seasoning pan, like a tomato and like a, not even salt fish, no, you know? Like a tomato and piece of skelly and like a black pepper, and we eat that, and we run gone back to school. By the time you reach school, hungry, I kill you again because you run out that food. Right? You run out that food.
Yeah,
Auntie Martella, I know that you have your child, you sponsor a child. So tell us about your sponsorship to this child, how you got to sponsor this child, and how it makes you feel to sponsor a child who you know is going through stuff.
Yeah, so when I came on the program, you know, I saw the flyers on Facebook say, we have been, you know, who want to sponsor a child, you know, before, to present, this wasn't when we were doing the kickers, you know, we're saying that old students, if you are, you know, like to help your old school, and I'm like, God, if I could do that, but then I say, I don't have much, but I really would like to help a child because I used to go to prison too, and I know how it is hard. If, you know, parents who have more than one children or six children and they can't afford sometimes no food, nothing. So I said, I am going to take the chance. And, you know, I tried it first and I said, God, I don't know if I'm going to do it every month, but I'm going to try. And every time I tell you, sometimes I pay late, but it gives me a joy, it gives me joy to say I can able to help a child, you know, to make sure that when the month, you don't have to stay at home and say no food, or you don't have no books, or nothing, you know?
Yes,
it makes me feel good, and, you know, I cry because, God know, I was saying that if in my time, if somebody had done this for me, you know, maybe I would be, you know, further than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it gives me a great joy to help a child, you know? It's not that I don't have grandchildren, you know? I feel good. I feel good doing this.
Okay. Thank you, Auntie Martella. So, Dr. Ev, tell our listeners about the sponsorship program. Please, go ahead.
Boy, you know, I'm almost choked up here, you know, in listening to Auntie Martella, because we all know all of us are struggling. But, you know, when I hear somebody make that sacrifice and the joy, it kind of bring me into another level. Boy, I'm choked up. I'm really choked up. Folks, listen, sponsoring a child is we go to the schools, and if you guys have schools out there that you want us to work with and you want to help us to identify students who are in real depraved situation, because these children are, you can give us a call. Give us a call. I'm on Facebook. I don't want to say my number out. You can drop a link to Sister Cecile. And if you really, really, really want to find us and chat with us about how you can help, certainly you will. Our sponsor program is that we identify with the guidance counselor and the principal we work with of his school. We identify the children that are in most need, and then they get recommended to us. We in turn find a sponsor. We solicit sponsorship, and the sponsorship is like $70 a month. What do they do with it? We don't really take the money and give it into the child's hand. We get the child. We have an account at the school. The funds go there. Funds for lunch, because we want to make sure that this child comes to school. So we put lunch money where the canteen is so that they're properly fed. We have a lot of times, like Auntie Martella, she went out of her way for her little child. You would believe that these two people are relative, the way how they sing together. She bought him not even the tablets like everybody else. She bought him a whole darn computer because he was her nephew to have a computer. Yes, and this is not a part of the program, but she was talking to the mom and they were talking something, and the mom says how the conversation came up, that he uses her phone to go to school, and, you know, most of them are virtual. And she said, no. Like, she said, oh, that can't happen for my little boy. He has to get something called, because they are just this attached. And talking about Uncle Gary, Sister Judith, I can tell you stories about, they and their kids. So you really get attached to these kids. So the $70 per month, sponsorship, that's a high sponsorship. It goes for school books, some amount of school little things here and there, but it goes mostly for lunch money, and we have lunch program. If you just want to sponsor a child for lunch, it's $25 a month. less than $1 a day. So part of the $70 goes for lunch. Part of the $70 goes for taxi fare. And as you all know, we don't have the yellow bus system in Jamaica. We have to pay taxi fare or go on the bus. And that is a lot. And coming up with gas prices on, Lord, it's got to be, no, it's going to be rougher. So we have a no bus service too. So if you just want to sponsor a child just for transportation, it is $30 a month. Now, the $70 out of the $30 and the $25, they'll have a little bit of funds left. If they want a little book or a pencil or has a fee that they have to get, or if they have to go out on a little outing, that little extra $5, $6, $10 sometime go towards those fees. So what we do with the sponsorship, you get connected with this child. We kind of share their report. We want to do a report before the child was sponsored. And you will see the progress these children are making just to know that their mama, uncle, or auntie are foreign. I can talk about, since Auntie Martella is here with us, when this little guy of hers started out, you know, shy, you know, this very punctual, this little kid is just kind of reaching out and opening up and blossoming. And he was doing a good job at school in spite of not having the necessary tool. But with getting the help and attention, this little attention, he's just kind of opening up a whole new world. And not only a new world for the child, the mom feels a connection and feel, Lord, send me. The Lord, as we said back home, Lord Jesus, send me little help, because that take a little burden off of her. So the power of giving to a child and participating in our sponsorship program goes beyond what you can ever imagine. And I know for some people, $70 is hard, but we have a $25. We have a $30, just different programs that you can participate. And if you don't have $25 or $30, even $1, you know, $1, if all of us, we have over 3.5 million people in the diaspora, can you imagine if everybody just give a dollar? How much we could have do for Jamaica? We could have changed the trajectory in Jamaica single-handedly, just we in the diaspora. So every little make a muckle, and not only that little dollar sharing, we are teach the children them how is it a stranger, total stranger, can find it in them heart and reach out to them. So please, www.givebackjamaica.com. Thanks for
as
usual, you know, I get into this on a different level. But thanks for really giving me the opportunity to express. Thank you so much, Sister Cecile.
Okay, thank you. So here we're going to know. Here we're going to know. Yeah.
I know, drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I know, drink water and mind my business.
Mind
up your body. Who, me? I don't watch people, man. Looking for house and land. Who, me? I don't watch people sing. I's a queen, I have my own thing. Or some of them just talk about like they know it all. Ask them how they get their Gucci purse. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Me and them can't be friends. Can't be English, that has to be French. Or some of them that talk the most, like they know it all. But if the ground watch a slip and a fall, it's them struggle. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business.
only day. Cause you have money to spend. And some of them, they talk the most, like they know it all. But when your head hot and can't see your way, who you that's call? I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business.
Yes, I go drink water and mind my business. That is what we need to do. Drink water and mind your business. Make it be, if you're going to mind somebody's business, let it be a positive thing. Not like a negative thing. You see somebody going over somebody's yard and you say, hey. No, that is not your business. No, there are consequences for not minding your own business. For minding people's business for you, there are consequences. And for the person you're meddling with, there are consequences, right? So let's look at some of the things. Let's look at some of the things that when you don't mind your business, what can happen? Let's say, for instance, look at it this way. You know, say your friend cheating on her husband or her man, and you go tell her man. Guess what? You can cause the person's death. Yes, the man might go chop up the woman, or the man might go shoot the woman just because you didn't mind your business. So as the song say, drink water and mind your own business. Yeah, so people get killed because people won't keep their mouth shut. People won't mind their own business. Suicide. Because people don't mind their business, mind their own business, drive you to the brink. You never know what a person is going through. You never know. Your lifestyle might not be to the liking of the other person. But yo, leave them alone. Let people live their own lives. Leave people alone. If it's not something good, my mother said, if it's not something good, no say it. And sometimes when you mess with people's business, it's just a big fat lie you're telling on these people. Big fat lie you're telling. You see two men walking, yo, then you know, or in a Jamaican, you know, we say, right? Them a bee man or them a fish. No, them could be just good friends from school. But even if they are gay, it's not your business. Mind your own business. Drink water. And mind your own business, because in drinking water you can lose weight, because some of them people, they were fastener people business, them yard don't clean, as the song say. Go clean up your yard, go clean up your place, and go look after your children and mind your own business. You know, their children not come out to anything, because as I tell you, I lived in a community, an area that people never to say, oh, my brother, them go clean up dog doo doo people yard, and them go chop bush, and them go do this. My brothers never came out to that. They never came out to that. And many persons can testify to that. People tell them, say, them go come out to this, and they never come out to anything, and them no good for nothing. But they did come out to something good. So then wash out their mouth upon you, and yeah, your pitney come out good. You pick the come out better than for them who them wash them out by your children. Yeah? As long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as your business not hurt anyone, leave it alone. Bungle no fear, no rule it. Sometimes I hear people talk about some people and some negative, and I'm like, no, I don't even know the person who they talk. God, that is not the person I know. And sometimes, you know, people love to hear the bad, the negative things about you. If they hear say you get a scholarship, if they hear say you pass, you get a doctorate. Or if they hear say you get exams, them no like that. They want to hear say you get pregnant at 15. Yeah? They want to hear say you sell a market. You know, I have my personal stories, and I like to tell my personal stories. I got married at the age of 19, fresh out of high school, you know? Fresh out of high school, because I thought I was so grown and I wanted to leave home. I wanted to be my own big woman. Mine, you know, everybody has gone, leave me. All the sisters gone and leave me. I'm the one leave. And I decide, say, yeah, me, I go too. And certainly, I went. And my dear, I was in the church then. And when I hear some story talk about me and this person, no go so, nothing at all, no go so. And when you able to church people, you have some church people, they won't let people business alone. Those church people gave me hell. They gave me hell. Even when we got engaged and the guy was coming to my house, remember we're planning the wedding. You're here, so we're having sex, and we're having sex out of wedlock, and I'm committing fornication. And when we got church, you know, no ask, you know, if them not preach about fornication, yes. Church people, them are the main ones. Do not mind their own business. Them chase you out of the church. No! Because what? Them not mind their own business. Them not mind their business. So yes. Yes. It hurt when people, you know, just have your story or have your business. Sometimes not go so. And sometimes something might, you just a little thing might go so, but them add on to it. And it will drive you crazy. If you are somebody who is not strong, I tell you, it will drive you crazy. Drive you real crazy. I can't, and I never meet a person once who ever say, you know, somebody never mind their business. Somebody carry them business. Yeah. Fast. If you walk with a guy, you know, them time they're in the church, is your man, and they're not going to call you and ask you, who is that person? No! Everybody else say, hey, me see my walk with a man, you know, I mean, no. Say, you know, I remember, I know this girl, who the girl was anemic. And she always cold. Even in the summer, she always cold. And she was my little friend. And, you know, she always wear like a sweater. In a pocket. And it was big thing. People have it in the community to say she's pregnant. Not go so. But people don't mind their own business. They leave their business alone. You know, there's a song I like to sing. I'm a troubler yard, Matty, carry it down the street. I'm a troubler yard, Matty, tell it nice and sweet. And when the neighbor them laugh and spread it round the town, Sweetie Charlie, I go brought Matty back with a cuckoo maca. Sweetie Charlie, I go brought Matty back with a cuckoo maca. A Sunday morning time, Matty no go nowhere. She hide behind the fence just to fuss and interfere. Puff girls were passing, looking so nice and sweet. Matty begin to laugh and kiss her teeth. She say, kiss me neck, missus. Look pon the one in the eyeglass. I look, she da look pon me. Ara kias, I hear them kias. The fat one knows his step, but her foot favor tread bag. The one in the middle gets a walk and spring like Christmas bullfrog. Sweetie Charlie, I go rock Matty back with a cuckoo maca. Sweetie Charlie, I go rock Matty back with a cuckoo maca. You know, me can't sing, you know, but that's the best we can do. Yeah, Matty, she not gone nowhere. And that we have a lot of Matties hiding behind fence. And even we have, in the age of social media, we have those who hide behind their keyboards and antagonize people. Hide behind their keyboard, just like how Matty hide behind and people. No, I have nothing to do but antagonize people. Sometimes you look at some people's posts on Facebook, and when you look and see the corruption with them right underneath it, you wonder why. Why you have time to think of these unkind things and say? Because sometimes I go to my bed at 3, 4 o'clock at night time. And before I go to my bed, I have to spend about 15 minutes and go up on TikTok and I like fast. And when I go up on TikTok and you see the things, sometimes people are not like us. People, they mean, they're not born like us. They're special. Yeah, they might born with some fingers missing. They might bond with face, you know, disfigured. You know, a lot of things. And these people put themselves out there just to, you know, come out of their shell because they've been hiding for so long. And come out and put themselves out there and people tear them down. Tear them down to the ground. Tear them down, tear them down, tear them down. And Dr. Eve, I know you can testify to this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, they love your singing. Now, when I say you can't sing,
ah!
They love that sweet singing there. I'm here and saying, Lord of mercy. And the song really speak to you, to exactly mm-hmm. what I do. Feel real. We're talking about this on a serious note now. The psychological, one of your speaker talk about, you know,
yes.
just hearing she let me say
this before you say it. I want you to address some of the consequences of people not minding their business. So go ahead. You started,
yeah,
so go ahead.
Yeah. With the caller who talk about that little young child who have to mm-hmm. hear in the village roar or quarrel that she is not who she thinks she is and just never recover from it. These things have devastating psychological effect. You have people who are stopped in their tracks because wrong information are just really maliciously
mm-hmm.
trying to dictate what you do. As you said, if you pass your exam, nobody know throw it over the world to say you pass your exam. If them do mention it, Lord, I hope she pass exam. I must have had a PFA.
And she
pass exam. Or maybe she got my hobby, a woman, or all of that. It's not never been happy for you, for a lot of people. And you can say, hey, if somebody being so, you know the truth. It's easier said than done. You know the truth, but what is said out there that is out in the media, and people love believe bad story.
Yeah.
Everything bad, them quick to believe, but everything good, nobody there to help you to celebrate or spread that, make that be room among God. So I think that really, I really appreciate you bringing on this kind of a show because it helps us to really take a back, look at some of the things we say to each other, especially now. And we're in a time where our psyche is in turmoil. I mean, everything is not like the day when we usually pour and I run up and dog barefoot. When we run up and dog barefoot, nobody now look on your ground tongue and say, well, if your ground tongue look twisted or whatever,
mm-hmm.
nobody now look at that. I think now if somebody don't have no shoes, them can't go to school at all. Period. We never have a problem hiling up our foot and going to school. The only thing, if your foot is white, they might say, well, you could put a little coconut oil or like a Vaseline on your foot. But I think it's the same way, especially behind our computer screen, we think we really can hide behind there and destroy people. And a lot mm-hmm. of these people who are doing these bad things, they are the people who really have some horrible things. I cannot say to folks, hey, you know the truth, so you don't have to make that affect you. I wish it was as easy as that. But I think what we can say to each other, just be kind more. Treat other people, and this is like, I guess we say this so many times, treat people like how you'd want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the world would end up being a better place, especially like now, because everybody's under stress. And
mm-hmm.
we have to be a little bit more gentler with each other.
Yes. Any little thing can tip you over, can tip
yes,
you
ma'am.
Over the edge. Any little thing can tip you over the edge. So, I mean, sometimes you hear people commit suicide and you wonder, why? But, you know, let me, as I'm here and I mention suicide, if you know anybody, if you hear anybody, if you see anybody who you think have these thoughts in mind, just talk to them. Just talk to them. In America, it's the 800 number, 800-273-8255. Just direct them to the suicide prevention chat, because time's serious. And people are stressed and are tipped. So don't push them over the edge at all. Don't push them. And I mean, I like Christopher Virgo's song, Leave People Business Alone. So let me run it
Murder.
Again.
Chatty chatty, mount a massy, mix up, why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business,
good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby, your place won't fix up, why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone, leave people business alone.
People business, nasty nigga, dirty people, leave people business alone. Yeah.
I know me a talk to this car. Who no beat already? Now go let the beat no more, Mister.
Chatty chatty, mount a massy, mix up. Why you no leave people business?
I
tell
you don't people business.
Yeah man, no people business. Low people business, man. Mind your own. Don't push people over the edge. Leave people business alone. Fix up your place. Your place to have fixed.
Oh, God. Y'all do them chatty, chatty, chatty. Me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run down. Tell my beliefs. My chit-chat.
Sister Chernel. Tell them, Sister Chernel. Leave people business. And mind their own. Yeah.
A real talk can make me cause they die and day. She left me cause they listen to them. When them a chit-chat, find me name, them a hip.
Yeah.
Oh.
A shout out to Sandra in Miramar. A friend, Sandra in Miramar. Shout out to you, Sandra. We're looking for you to come aboard. Yeah.
I tell people don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby. Your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Oh God,
I not say one time people them used to say one sweet nanny goes and go running belly. So when we told
Janet over there in Fort Lauderdale, big up yourself, Janet. Janet, listen every night in the butch and I say nothing. Big up yourself, Janet.
So right now, me a tattoo this car. Who no beat already, now go let the beat no more, mister.
Chatty, chatty, mount a massy. Mix up, why you no...
Big up yourself, Brenda. Big up yourself, Auntie Martella. Lick shot.
No one's nearby your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone.
Oh God, y'all show them chatty, chatty, chatty. Me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run down. Tell my beliefs, my chit chat. Upon my name, them my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you. Real talk, you make me cause it die and day. She left me cause it listen to them.
When them a chit-chat, call me name, them my hip, yeah. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat. Really keep them talking, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Surprise!
Lip chat. Yes. Yeah, man, leave people business, man. It's not nice when people talk things. Sometimes when you hear the things people say about you, I mean, me can't testify to that, you know. And I never have to do research for this. I did not have to do research for this. No research, because this is something I see every time. Your family, them not like to see you prosper. Them just tear you down. You have friends who you believe are your friend. Them are your friend. Behind your back, them tear you down. Them just want to see your downfall. Yeah, man. Them just want to see your downfall. So I believe people who are unable to mind their own business are most likely internally miserable. Misery love company, so they say. Misery love company. When they seek to find fault with you, why they do that? It's just to make themselves. Just to make themselves feel better because they're miserable. Yeah.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, na, 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 na.
Talk to them,
yeah. Yo. Yeah, hear me? If you're one who don't mind people's business, get up and skank this out. Yeah.
I take it on people business. Good God, I tell you about. Nothing near God, nothing nearby. Your place won't fix up. Why you not love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Oh God. And I say one time people them used to say, one sweet nanny goes and go run in belly. So when we touching at the street, nobody see we. Country see we things and not tell people.
I know me at that good score. Who know do it already now? Go back to the beat no more, mister.
Chatty chatty, Monta Massey, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing near by your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business? Chit-chat upon my name, then my hip cap. Oh God.
See the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk, you make me cause she die and day. She left me cause she listen to them. When them a chit-chat upon my name, then my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Father, we deal with them. Nobody bust no shot after them, you know. No, don't bust no shot. Just go up on your knees. Father, we deal with them in time because, you know, it hurts sometimes when people chat. I mean, if they were saying positive things, wow, that would be so nice. But no, it's all nasty stuff. Nasty, nasty, nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. I know a situation where man beat up woman, bad, 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 you know. Beat up woman, bad, bad, because guess what? Yeah. Woman got him say, our man, and he's not our man, was never our man, our distant cousin. And our man, a cousin come from country. But guess what? Because him chat too much. But hear this. I'm going to make you drink water and mind your business.
Wind up your body.
No. Wind up your body. Wind up your body.
Drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business.
songs over and over and over because I want the message to go out there. Leave people business alone. So drink water and mind your business. Water will make you gain, you lose weight. So drink water because enough of them chatty more people here. Them fat, you know, them house want clean up. Them place want clean up as the song say. Them place want clean up. Them left people, them left them yard and go sit on other people yard and lap fractal and there. And guess what? Them business are spoiled. Them business are spoiled. But guess what? Drink water and mind your business.
I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Who me? I don't watch people, man. I looking for house and land. Who me? I don't watch people sing. I's a queen. I have my own thing. Some of them just talk the most, like they know it all.
Who, me? I don't watch people, man. I looking for house and land.
I mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Me and them can't be friends.
Yeah, me and them can't be friends. You know, Dr. F can tell you this. We talk for all hours. And guess what? We chatting, we own a story. We no busy, we nobody business. All my friends can tell you. Sister Shernell are my friend. And Sister Shernell can tell you. We no business, we people business. Anytime I talk to Sister Shernell, I tell her my business. People business, I leave that alone. And I wish we all would leave people business alone. And you know, as Tonight. I look into myself and I said to myself, yes, I hope this reach people who won't leave people business alone. And tonight a mix-up show still, you know. Tonight is a mix-up show. I want it to mind people business, to when we are grow up with it poor. Yes, it's a mix-up show, but it's all in the mix. It's all good. It's all good. Sometimes I say you have to mix up things. And we think we did good mixing up things tonight. And yeah, to all those persons who are listening, listen, man, come back. I am here every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, you come back here and join me. And in giving back to the Give Back Jamaica program, tell a friend, each one, tell one. And this is how we're going to get over this hurdle. Because 1,500 pairs of shoes and a boy, that's enough. So we need the funds to come in. We don't need trickle. We need it to run like when you turn on standpipe and the water flush out. And so you set your bucket. And in no time your bucket full and somebody else fling under them bucket underneath there. And you know, and guess what? Wally pounded that pipe and catch water. So I wall on and go back down the same lane. So everybody full up and pound upon your head and you're going back up the lane. So same thing we want the funds to flow in. So tell your friend. Next week, bring a friend. You know, and make we talk the things them. Come for the talk. Bring your friend. And then listen to the end. Because the show them bad. They show them bad. So go to givebackjamaica.com. Please. I tell you at the top of the show, you know, I am a beggar. And me beg. I'm very insistent because I am passionate about Crescent School. Crescent School is dear to my heart, dear to me. All 11 of my siblings went to Crescent School. And it's from there, it was launched us all over the world. Crescent School launched us all over the world. So go to the website, Give Back Jamaica. Go to man. And a lot of people have them smartphone. Even if you don't have a bank account, but if you have a bank account, you have with the dollar sign one name, I don't remember the dollar sign, the green dollar sign one, the Cash App. You have to have a bank account to have the Cash App. So I was about to say, if you don't have any bank account. But guess what? You can find a way, contact us. Contact me, contact Dr. Ev. I mean, I am on Facebook. Cecile J. Lewis on Facebook. Go right there. Send me a message. If that's the only way you can contact me, send me a message. If you want to send the money Walmart to Walmart, I will go pick it up. If you want to send the money via Cash App, I will get it. Right? But find some way. I mean, I know there's humanity in all of us, because when I look at, I mean, apart from the little itches that we have going on in Ukraine about black people not getting on these buses and train, there is still humanity around. People still care for people. And I know that many of you who are listening do care for people. So to show me and the rest of my team that you care, go to the Give Back Jamaica website. All right? You can also join us on Facebook. Join us on Facebook, givebackjamaica.inc. That's it. Give Back Jamaica Inc. That's the Facebook page. And even you can also join my page, you know? You can also join my page, and then I'll shoot you over. I'll just shuttle you over to the Give Back Jamaica page. Yourself, join us and help us to restore Crescent School, especially Crescent School, to its former glory. Because like many of you may not know that the Crescent All Age School, now Crescent Primary School, was the creme de la creme. Everybody wanted to go to Crescent All Age then. When you see we burg on the skirt and we cream blows and the skirt then pleats. Stiff, you can put them down a ground, they stand up, and then stand up a ground, then please, they're stiff. So, yes, everybody wanted to go back to Crescent School, because Crescent School was the envy of the Caribbean and also the envy of St. Catherine and the wider Jamaica. St. Catherine both. Wolipa doctors, Wolipa big timers. And you know something, I wish all these big timers would come in and join with us. But for all the little timers like myself, we will continue to do what we can for Jamaica and for Crescent at large. So come back again Sunday night. I thank you all. Thank you all at Uno Way that listen on the show tonight. Thank Uno very, 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 very much. I thank you very much. So come back again next week and let's have a jolly time and come with the donations. All right. So you have yourselves a pleasant week. Stay safe. Be good to yourselves. Treat yourself good. Smile. Keep smiling. Know that the mask them are coming off of their faces. Keep smiling when you pass somebody. Just smile in their face. Not talking in their face. Just smile. Right. And the world can be a better place. And in the meantime, let's pray for Ukraine. Let's pray for Ukraine. Let's pray, you know, for these people to be Vladimir Putin. Let's pray for Ukraine. Wish them well, you know. And I thank you all again. And let's run the last part of the reading to take you off of the show. Yes.
Murder.
Chatty, Montamasi, mix up, why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about
nothing near gap, nothing near by your place, so I fix up, why you no love people business?